Welcome to this episode of the Wellness Triangle, your one-stop shop for all things spirit, mind, and body, brought to you by us, the Student Advocates for Wellness. I'm Annalise.
I'm Taylor.
And I'm Sophie.
And on today's episode, we'll be talking about the transition into college. Some of the things we're going to be talking about today include going from 0 to 100 so fast, with the calm of summer to the busyness of school, class adjusting commitments, etc., sleep, feeling nervous, being there on the weekends, time management, navigating new friendships, and even transferring. So let's start with talking about going from 0 to 100 real fast.
Yeah, honestly, it's week 2 is coming to a close right now, and I feel like we skipped syllabus week. I feel like my classes just jumped into work, and I'm already behind on the weekends. I'm just deep in my homework right now.
I feel like I never really got to adjust to being here. It was like fight or flight mode automatically first day. Here we go. Assignments on Brightspace. You know, I was getting assigned things on Brightspace literally 2 days before I even got here. And I'm just seeing all these notifications rolling in. And I'm like, oh my God, when is it going to stop?
No, that's literally so real. Like, it's the Sunday of the second week of classes, and the amount of assignments that I have piled up, it's as if I haven't been doing my assignments all week. But I have, but there's so many.
That's the thing, like, it's not even like I'm spending my free time out with friends and I'm going and doing things I'm enjoying. I'm literally doing the things that I've committed to, which, like, I understand that's on me because I signed up to do these things. But it's not even like I'm not managing my time. Everyone's like, oh, if you manage your time, it's easier. Like, maybe a little bit, but it doesn't mean it's not still hard.
No, I agree. Like, I'm fully working with the schedule that I made for myself in the spring, but as much as I'm sticking to that schedule and managing my time, like, it's still difficult to find the free time to actually get my assignments done. Kind of like you said, I'm not really hanging out with friends, I'm not socializing or things like that. I am focusing my time on school, and it still just feels like I don't have enough time to be with everything I committed to.
Yeah, I agree. And it's hard because you go from the summertime. I feel like when everyone goes home and you get used to being home, it's like, it's a different level of calm when you're home. It's like you fully relax. And then it's like, okay, school's starting in a week. Okay, let me start packing. Okay, let me get here. And now let me get pounded with assignments constantly. I do an assignment and another one comes up right away. Or I do an assignment, get the grade back, and I go, oh God, I spent 2 hours on that. Why am I getting this grade? And there's no easing into it, it just seems like.
That's so real. I feel like, honestly, for me, the biggest, like, wake-up call was, like, being able to sleep in the summer. Not even, like, super sleep in, but I have all 8 a.m. personally, so having to, like, first day of classes just instantly shoot into that, like, morning person routine without, like, any way to ease into it. Like, it's the second week and I'm still not really that used to it, so I know that that can be difficult for people as well.
Even with the summer, like, you're busy, let's say, working, but your work schedule has variability. So, like, some weeks are having some aren't, but school is, like, you have the same classes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And when you leave class, you have homework. Working a job is just you go, like, you're there when you're there and you leave and you can, like, remove yourself from that space. I think that's what's been challenging for me as well because I had 4 jobs this summer. So, like, it's not like I wasn't busy. And that's the frustration, is you can have a busy summer, but busy at school is different because you're busy in class, out of class, anything you're committed to, sports, clubs, you have to attend them and then do things on the side outside of it. So I just feel like this summer, your free time can be allotted to things you love, but at school, if you signed up for something, you have to show up. And not saying you shouldn't show up to things, but you don't really have a choice, and you, like, it's always put yourself first, but I've taken the fattest backseat to my literal semester, and we're on week 2.
Yeah.
So, looking at sleep, I know generically people say you should be getting 8 to 10 hours. I feel like there should be an asterisk, and be like, in college, if you can get 4 to 6, like, you're doing great. Because I think the last time I got 8 hours of sleep was last day of summer.
Yeah, and you know what? When we get that first break, like, whether it be Columbus Day or Thanksgiving or whenever folks start to go home, definitely probably more Thanksgiving, especially, like, you know, our major out-of-state folks or, like, you know, across the country, whatever it may be, like, and you're gonna feel how much better the sleep is when you get home and you finally get to, like, relax and everything calms down, and it's so nice to have that first night at home. And literally, I already told my mom, when I come home for Thanksgiving, I need to be left alone for, like, 2 days.
Do not talk to me.
Like I'm locking myself in my room. I'm going to, like, lay in bed the whole time. Like, I'm going to need it. I think a lot of people are going to need that.
No, that's so real. My social battery is in the negative, and I haven't been hanging out with people. Like, being around, like, people in class so much, and all these discussion posts, and...
Reply to like, two is taking out.
Like, no, like, I'm going to say, hi, great job, and that's all I'm going to say. And then just going to practice, which obviously I love being on a team, but I feel like all of that just takes, like, I just am exhausted by the end of the day, and I can't fall asleep.
Yeah, and being a student is hard enough in college, but being a student athlete, it's like, you're on 24 hours a day, pretty much.
100%.
It's like, yeah, you get to sleep maybe 6 hours, but those other hours, you don't have time to rest, really, because if you have practice, say, 5 to 8 or 5 to 7 or whatever, and you get done with class at 4, like, okay, you're going to spend that half hour doing work, then you're going to go to practice, eat something after, shower, and then you still have an hour and a half of work to get done before you can actually lay in bed.
Yeah, well, don't forget about the 6:30 a.m. lift.
Oh, love. Freshman, how are you doing with that? I just need to know.
Shout out to the first years. We're 2 juniors and a sophomore here, and we are also still figuring it out. So don't worry, you have time. But with sleep especially, like, during the week, I definitely average, I would say, 6 hours a week. Mm-hmm. And then it's hard because on the weekends, you want to go out to relieve yourself of stress through socializing and, like, going out and having fun. But then you're giving up sleep again. And the only way to balance sleep with socializing, like, let's say you go out Saturday night, you have to sleep in Sunday to, like, compensate for going out and for the week. But then it's Sunday scaries. Now you're waking up at 1 p.m. You got to find a meal, do your homework, probably laundry at this rate, and it's just like the only day I'm getting sleep is Saturday night for like 12 hours, and then I'm living off 6 during the week, so it's also this horrible cycle of way too much, not enough, and I think November break I'll like get it together, but it is not gonna happen now. It's not happening October.
It's not easy, and it'll never be easy being a college student.
No.
Sleep will never get easy, but the best thing to do is just try the best you can to shut things down by a certain time every night, but it's also okay to say that's not realistic and that's probably not going to happen most nights.
Napcore.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Another thing that kind of bounces off sleep is navigating the first weekends here and trying to figure out, like, you're tired so you know that you need to sleep or you need to rest, but all of your friends are going out and it's your first few weeks here, like, especially as a freshman, you're trying to solidify those new friendships and you don't want to say no to going out, but also you know that you should be putting yourself first. So that's definitely a big thing to navigate, is figuring out first weekends and, like, the party scene, or if you have practice on the weekends, games, things like that, and how to balance that with taking time for you.
And I think it's one of those things where, like you said, it's like, okay, I know I have homework to do. I know that I should probably just stay in, have the ice cream, lay in my bed, put on the Netflix show, and just unwind. But it's like, oh my God, I just met this girl today, and she just asked me to go out. And, you know, now I really feel like I need to go out with her because I don't have many friends here yet. Especially as a freshman, those first few weekends, you know, going out, that is where you meet a lot of people and you make a lot of friends. But there's also plenty of other things you can make friends at. So it's also okay to say no.
I think that's such a good point, because when you have those nights where you stay in and you bring out the ice cream and the movie, it's like, it's for you, but then it's hard to enjoy that when you're worried about, like, but I'm not out. So it's like, even if you have the courage to choose you and put yourself first and do things for you, it's not easy to enjoy it or feel present because you're, like, looking at Snapchat and Instagram. Everyone's doing everything. And it's so ironic how you can go out to a party here and know it's the same thing over and over. But then the one time you don't go out, it looks like the best time on social media. And you know deep down, like, it would still probably be the same. But you feel like the one time I chose not to go out, like, it's better. Now I have to go out next weekend. And then you do, and you're like, wait, I was right. It's what I thought. And to your point, too, like, someone might ask you to go. But also, if you feel like you're not connected with the right people, you might feel the need to go out to meet those people. And I just think it's this ugly cycle of, like, I have to. And that isn't helpful. It's not helpful when you feel like you're going for the wrong reasons either. And it gets so messy so fast. And at that point, you just need to sit down and, like, not rot. Just sit and think. Just, what do I need? how is my week going? Should I call someone from home? Because if you feel like you're not making friends here, I think you should call home immediately. Just give yourself a break and, like, talk to someone who knows you well. And, like, that's usually, to me, a nice refresher.
And it's also important to remember, too, that, like, you're not a robot. You know, it's really difficult.
So rude.
Especially if you're a student-athlete. You know, being a student, too, is just as hard. But being a student-athlete, you have more responsibility during the week. And it's one of those things where it's like you are going every day. And then it's like, okay, now Saturday, like, I'm going to the library and doing my homework all day, getting everything done. But then you still have more to do on Sunday. And then you're like, oh, but I want to go out tonight. And it's like, you can't physically do that every week of the semester. Your body needs time to rest. Your mind needs time to rest. And quite frankly, you know, your mouth does too from talking so much to people.
Real.
No, that's so real. I think that's one of the biggest things is realizing that as much as you think that you can balance all of these things and you think that everyone else is, sometimes it's just not realistic for you, and that's okay. Like, I know, especially my freshman year, I was trying to go out every single weekend. I was a commuter my freshman year. I thought I needed to go out to make friends, all of this. And, like, being a junior, like, I didn't go out this weekend. I haven't gone out the past two weekends of school. And it's kind of, like, I like that what you said, Taylor, about touching on the fact that everything feels like it's more fun when you're not there. That was especially what's happening to me even this weekend. Like, I was looking at people's snaps. So I was like, oh, my gosh, that's so fun. As I was sitting in my room and just getting things done that I had to get done. And I knew that I woke up this morning, like, I didn't feel sick and I wasn't tired. I didn't sleep till noon, 1, and I was able to get things done. So inevitably, like, you'll feel better, but it's definitely something that's hard. So if that's something that you're struggling with, freshman, sophomore, whatever, it's definitely not something that gets easier. You just have to kind of stick it out, figure out what you need to prioritize, things like that. And it's also okay to go out. Even if you have things to do and you should be doing them, if you just need time to go out and forget about those things, everyone's in college. That's so real. Everyone's done that before. So don't beat yourself up too bad about it if you're missing things or putting certain things in the back burner just because you need a break.
Even, like, with the social media thing, too, like, remember that the people who are going out are going to post about it and the people who aren't, aren't. So I think that's also why it feels
so real.
Like everyone's going out, because the people who are there are posting the DJ and, look what this kid did, this was so funny, and why is the fence falling apart? The townhouse is heavy on it. Why is the fence falling apart? Like, what are we doing? But the people, like, you're not the only one staying in. It's like, realistically, like, less than half the school goes out at night. Like, the backyards are mm-hmm. big, but it's like, that is not the majority of our school.
And if the yeah. whole school went out,
oh, man.
We would be busting out of those backyards.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way you can't even fit everyone in those backyards.
That fence doesn't even contain the people that do go out. So it's just, my point is, if you're staying in, I would honestly say stay in, stay off social media. Like, if you want to make it count, put that TV on, flip your phone over, and hang out. And honestly, if you want to be with friends, you don't want to go out, just invite your friends over. Hey, movie night. Hey, want to do homework in my room? Want to just come sit in my room, like, you don't have to go out to be with someone, and you don't have to be with someone to have fun. So I honestly think, take it 1 week at a time. Ask yourself, what do I need? If you need to go out, go get loose, go have fun. And if you need to stay in, shoot. Clean your room, move stuff around.
Do your laundry, because chances are nobody is doing their laundry on a Saturday night, and you will get it done within an hour and a half.
Washers open.
Wide open.
I don't even open the website. I just walk down the
Saturday night, early Sunday morning, you're golden.
Yep. No, I think that's so real about talking about, like, just inviting people over. You'd be surprised the amount of people that just need someone to ask them to stay in. It's so easy to get caught up and just wanting to go out because you think all of your friends want to go out. But I know there's so many times where my friends will be talking about going out, and I'll text in the group chat and be like, I low-key don't want to go out. Does someone want to go get food and come over? And the amount of people that are like, wait, actually, let's just do that. Actually, let's just do that. It's not the idea of going out that most people want. They just want the company of their friends and new people. So if you feel like you just want to stay in, I promise you there is someone who will stay in with you.
Heavy on the last part. So our last topic is specific to transfers. I was a transfer. I came into Springfield my sophomore year. I'm a junior now, so this is my first time ever returning to a college. Shout out Springfield College. I didn't want to leave after a year, so that was super awesome. Also, I'm one of the T-Squad leaders, so I feel like I really resonate with the transferring process. But in general, transferring is very unique to each person. everyone feels part of their new school at different times. So for some people, when NSL weekend concludes, they're like, okay, I'm a Springfield College student, like, I'm here, I'm ready. For some people, after Thanksgiving break and, like, the act of coming back here again, it's not your first time moving back in, it's, like, your second time. For some people, after semester one, they're like, okay, I have a semester under my belt, I'm going back, new classes, new this, new that. But if you're like me, I did not really feel like my transferring phase concluded until I was about to move out my sophomore year. So it took me all year to feel like I wasn't a new transfer student anymore, because it's my first fall semester, my first Halloween weekend, my first Thanksgiving break, my first time being on a new team in the spring. It's my first time finishing a school year here, first time doing academic registration. Like, I think what's frustrating about transferring is you have the skills to do college, but you have to figure out how that applies here. So for me personally, I went to Bates College freshman year, and I learned the time management, I learned how to go to class, how to do homework, how to balance practice with everything. But Bates College and Springfield College are different schools for that reason, because the way that you pursue and adapt to college is so different. And I think that's what makes transferring difficult, is like, even though I have friends that I came in with and transferred in with, we were in different places all year. And that can make transferring feel lonely, in my opinion, because your journey is specific to you, which also makes it really special, because you get to look back and understand how that label impacted you differently. But it also makes it hard to feel like you have resources sometimes. And so that brings me to my next point, this idea of the transfer label, to shed or not to shed it. For some people, it has a negative connotation, like, oh, I was a transfer, I picked the wrong school my first time, like, this is embarrassing. And for some people like me, I love my transfer label, because I think it says I had the courage to start over, I had the courage to go somewhere else. Because shout out to my transfers, no one tells you when. No one says, when this happens at this college, you should leave. In fact, people say, oh, don't leave yet, like, you should endure it, like, you know, just give it another year, like, freshman year is always hard. But there's a difference between, like, hard, this is challenging me, and hard, like, this is not sustainable. And so with transferring, like, I think that also to each individual, you should decide if you want to hold on to that label or not. So again, I'm a junior, it's my first time coming back here. I still introduce myself as a transfer student, because I was proud of that decision to give a different school a new shot, even though I was scared. But some of my friends, they don't even mention it. It just kind of was something that happened, it's over, and they're here. And so for my transfer students, you don't have to hold on or let go. You're not loyal to that label. I think you should treat it as it is, and I think it depends on what your experience was like and your why for transferring. But either way, like, if you have a transfer, I just want to say, like, I recognize you and I see you and I hear you, because it is very much an independent choice. When it comes to transferring, you have to pick a new school. Are you changing your major? For my athletes, are you still going to play your sport? Are you changing divisions? The clubs you had at your first school, are you going to try to find them here or just find something new? And I just think for my transfers out there, like, give yourself some grace. Give yourself a pat on the back, because you're not new to college, but you're new to Springfield, and so you feel conflicted of, like, I need help, but I'm a junior, so I feel like I'm supposed to be on my own, because why do I know just as much as the first years? And you know what? Oh, well. Oh, well. Then talk to the first years, like, use your resources. I just feel like you really have to, like, let go of that internal shame, because once you transfer, like, you already did the hardest thing. The hardest part of transferring is applying, getting accepted, going, leaving people you've known, having to relearn college. Like, that was the hardest part. So just give yourself a break, honestly. You're courageous, you're strong, you're resourceful, and the only thing you have to do is just be yourself. I think that will get you very far. Do what you want, meet new people. If you're going to do college twice, give it your best shot. If this is your second time around, why not try new things? Why not talk to new people? Because clearly the first school wasn't a fit. And that's okay. I don't blame you. Mine wasn't either. But, like, for me personally, when I came here, I made sure to sign up for clubs and leave them. I tried out for the softball team and I made it. And it's just like, if you're going to do it again, give yourself a fair shot. Let go of that first school. Come here and treat Springfield as new, because it is. If you're going to be new, like, rock that new. Be proud of it. Wear it. And honestly, it's a great excuse. oh, I'm just going to try this. Like, you know, might as well give it a shot. Like, what do I have to lose? That's the motto. And there's no shame in your journey. If you feel like your journey's messy, that's your messy. So I would say own your life, own your experiences, and own your transferring. You did it. I'm proud of you. Someone else out there is proud of you. And honestly, we're going to see tomorrow. It's going to be okay. Just give it another shot.
Thank you for joining us today in our discussion about transitioning into school. For all things SAW, follow us on Instagram at SC Student Advocates. We hope you enjoyed it and tune in for future episodes, including the Townhouse Survival Guide, grocery shopping and meal prepping, and more.